Well, that's Tasha Page Lockhart there, who's doing the best work of her life, and somebody else who's doing the best work of her life, the very, very fabulous actress and comedian, Coco Brown. Coco, how you doing?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I am fantastic. Even more fantastic that I've got you on the phone. So happy to speak to you. You know, I've been looking at some very inspirational ladies, and you are pretty much top of the list. I'm loving all that you're doing, and congratulations on everything so far.
Thank you so much, honey. Thank you. It's a journey, but I can't complain, honey. I wouldn't trade my journey for nothing.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, obviously I was introduced to you through your friend of mine, the lovely Coach Royal. And since then, I've been looking at everything else you've been doing. Obviously, you know, you're one of our most talented performers and comics of our times. And looking at your information, I can see you've gone through a lot in your own personal life, but you're still standing and standing so well.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, what doesn't break you makes you stronger.
Yes.
And I choose not to be broken.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I choose to learn from everything that's happened to me. And, you know, I believe in the mirror effect. Instead of pointing fingers and wanting to blame other people,
yes,
sometimes when things happen, we have to look in the mirror and we have to check ourselves, because bottom line, you know, we put ourselves in a position for it to happen, whether good or bad. And we have to sometimes look at ourselves and evaluate our decisions and our choices, you know?
Yes, yeah. That's actually quite a powerful thing to do, because it's very easy to play the victim when life hasn't been very kind to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it can get a little difficult sometimes not to be like, why me, why me?
Yeah, yeah.
The bottom line is, you know, you've got to take those experiences, whether good or bad, and, you know, especially the bad ones, and you've really got to use them as a way to build your armor so that you're more aware and more, you know, smarter with your choices in the future.
Yeah. It seems to me, Coco, that you set your sights quite high. I mean, I know you've already been nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award, and I can see your sights are still high, looking for an Oscar and an Emmy and a Pulitzer Prize. That's not bad going.
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, I try to take each project as it comes. I mean, I've got my bucket list.
Yes.
Like everybody else, you know, I mean, my goal one day is to have my own talk show. I think that's what I was made for, because I'm a great listener, but my friends tell me I give great advice. So,
yes.
You know, I never try to judge anyone, and I put myself in their shoes before I open my mouth.
Mm-mm. Very wise. Now, I realize that one of the things you really desire is to connect your audience, to connect with your story, and through doing that, find their own story. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, if you know, I think that because I've been blessed to have a platform where I'm considered a celebrity to some people, and,
yes,
you know, I can be a voice for those that are voiceless. You
yes.
know, I tell people all the time, you know, share with me, tell me what you're going through, because maybe you may not have the guts to get on stage and tell it, but I will, I'll tell your story for you.
Yes.
And, you know, I never try to put anybody in a position where they feel embarrassed, because, you know, all of our journeys are different.
That's
but
true.
We all want to be happy. That is the one common goal that we all have as human beings.
So true.
That we want to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, where you're saying sometimes people don't want to go out and say things, you know, they don't want to use that platform, but you do so. Now, how do you find the courage to be that transparent? Because it can't be easy.
You know, I've always been a kind of straightforward kind of person.
Okay.
Where, you know, I've spoken my mind and it's gotten me in trouble sometimes.
Okay.
But I always tell people, you know, don't blame my heart, blame my mouth.
I like that. I like that.
But, so, I think having no filter, it lets people know who you are. And I mean, you still have to have tact and you have to have decorum with what you say and what you do.
Yes.
But I think if more people would just own who they are and not try to hide behind masks, you know, life would be a lot better for people. I think since I've, you know, owned who I am and I'm unapologetically who I am,
yes.
you know, I've found a different peace in my life that I didn't have before.
Okay. You know, where you're saying, you know, to own who you are, I mean, how do you really do that? Because sometimes, to be honest, Coco, we don't really know who we are. We're still trying to find ourselves, a lot of people.
You're finding yourself forever. I mean, you never truly, you change every day. We, the goal in life is to evolve and change and to just work on being the best person that you can be.
Okay.
I mean, we are all flawed individuals. We all have our, you know, our bad points.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is to not focus on that. The key is to really find the good in yourself, and that's what you portray.
Right.
And, you know, it's being honest with yourself, just being honest, this is who I am, and kind of having the mentality of love me or leave me alone.
Yeah. Love me or leave me alone. That's a good one. All right. So you're saying about we all want to be happy. And of course, that's really true. But I suppose the definition of happiness varies from person to person. Would you say that you've attained that that place, that status of happiness then?
You know, it's a constant struggle every day to find you're happy.
Okay.
Anybody.
Okay.
But the key is to just take the bits and pieces of each and every day and find the happy in it. I mean, you know, there are days I wake up and I just don't want to function. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to be to myself.
Right.
And, you know, I've been fortunate that I have this beautiful little boy in my life.
Yes,
who is my angel.
Yes.
And he doesn't let mommy stay in her box too long. You know, he does something that makes mommy smile and makes the day worth going forward, you know, and you've got to find that one piece in your life that when things are getting crazy, that's the place you can go to find your peace. I mean, that's the biggest thing for me is finding the peace and the joy in just the little things that happen throughout.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it can be very tempting for everyday people to look at people like yourself, you know, in the spotlight, on the huge platforms, on our TV screens. And, you know, we see with other celebrities and we think you're living a charmed life. But when you say, you know, some days I don't even want to get up, it can be shocking because you think you're you know, everything's going great.
You know, I'm
going to
tell you something. Don't let the fame and the movies or whatever fool you, honey, because every day there is a piece of my day where I'm just like, I'm so done, I'm so over this, but you've got to find that peace. I mean, honestly, for me, it's sometimes just detoxing and scrolling through social media and escaping my own life and looking at somebody else's that just allows me to go, okay, you know, it ain't that bad. It just ain't that bad.
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely. But Coca, I mean, despite your great success, I know you've probably got people around you that are very happy for you. But I would imagine what you do is very competitive. I mean, how do you deal with perhaps naysayers or people who smile at you but don't really mean what they say?
I mean, I hate to say it because sometimes, you know, it seems like a cop-out. You know, everybody's got haters, and you got people that just don't want to see you happy.
Yes.
Sometimes what you got to do is you got to get out of your own way.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. Whoever you may, you know, look up to or worship or whatever, you know, a lot of times I get out of, you know, my way, and I let God remove those in my life. He reveals a lot of people's true intentions to me without me having to do anything. The key is to be aware of it and to let it happen sometimes.
Yes.
Everybody that's in your life ain't for your life.
Right, yes.
And you've got to understand that, you know, much as you would love to have an entourage of 100 people who worship and love you, a lot of times, you know, what I've noticed in the last few years since I've, you know, really been, you know, flourishing in the business and really, you know, accomplishing a lot of my goals,
yes,
there were people that weren't there that are not genuinely happy for me.
Right.
And it hurts because there's people, a lot of times there's people that you really thought had your back.
Right.
You know, the higher you go and the more you accomplish, understand your circle's going to get smaller. It just is what it is.
Oh, wow.
But take it as a blessing
that
you are able to, you know, have that revealed to you so you know where your snakes are. Keep your grass cut low, honey, so you can see your snakes.
Keep your grass cut low. That's such a good one. All right, let me ask you, and I don't know if you've moved slightly, but you weren't too clear with that last answer there, so I don't know whether you moved.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you weren't, say, an actress or comedian, Coco, would you choose something else? Can you see yourself being or doing anything else?
You know, if I wasn't in the entertainment business, I would most likely be a teacher.
Oh.
I love working with kids, and I love teaching. I love sharing
knowledge. I love seeing their eyes light up when they learn something new.
Yes.
So I'd probably be a teacher. I'd be an educator.
Yes.
I just love, you know, watching their eyes light up when they learn something new and they realize that they're smart and that you too can be somebody.
Mm.
I would definitely be a teacher if I wasn't doing this.
Oh, right. So very helping other people then, inspiring them to be their best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I've learned is that, particularly in the acting world, that at any one time, there are so many actors or actresses out of work. So, I mean, what do you do? I mean, you seem to be very, very busy. But what do you do if you haven't got to the place where you've got, for example, where you've got long gaps between jobs and you're really trying to get in or to break through? What do you do when you haven't had that breakthrough?
You know, I just keep pushing forward, and I try to focus on other things. You have to have other things that are passionate to you.
All right.
It's a dangerous game to put all your eggs in one basket.
Right, yes.
You've got to focus on it, and you've got to put your all in all. But to put all your eggs in one basket is dangerous. You know, when things are slow for me,
sure.
That's when I'm focusing on, you know, writing and creating my own projects. And
right.
Working on my nonprofit and,
okay.
You know, teaching. And I do, you know, I teach, you know, comedic acting. And, you know, I put my energies into something else.
Right,
you know,
yes.
That I'm still passionate about. And sometimes, honestly, honey, I'm just quiet. I just take that time to rest because a lot of times, you know, this 2014 has been a blur for me because so much has gone on, so much has happened.
Right,
and,
yes.
You know, one of my, you know, I don't know if people say they hate New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
But honestly, I give myself a goal every year. And my goal for 2015 is to take more time for me.
Okay.
And understand that I can work really hard, but I also, it's okay to rest and take a
moment. Good point there. It's okay to rest. Let me ask you, are you still enjoying being Jennifer?
You know, Jennifer is a relief. I mean, she's kind of a far stretch from who I really am. But at the same token, there are things about her that are like me.
Okay.
You know, I'm straightforward. And you know, a lot of my closest friends come to me for advice because they know that I'm going to give it to them straight. No
right.
chaser. I'm
going
to give it to them, you know, forward. I'm not going to bite my tongue.
Right.
And that's the thing I love about being Jennifer is that whatever we're dealing with on the show, Jennifer is going to be the one that's going to keep it real.
Okay.
She's going to say truly what everyone is thinking. That's what Jennifer's going to do.
Yeah, I suppose that's a little bit like you there, the real you there.
Yeah, that's definitely a part of the real me that, you know, I'm going to give it to you straight, no chaser. And I may apologize for how I gave it to you, but you will always know I told you the truth.
Indeed. So before you go there, Coco, what can we look forward to from you in the year coming?
I'm really excited. You know, we just shot the new season of For Better or Worse.
Yes.
We just had our season finale. And, you know, ratings are doing wonderful and people
Excellent.
Are loving the show.
Yes.
We just shot our fifth season, which will be out in the spring. I also just shot my one-hour special, Coco Brown, Want Funny Mama.
Excellent.
People will be able to get that DVD, through, on demand, and as well as going to be on television as well on the Bounce Network.
Right.
And I just completed shooting Ted 2 with Seth MacFarlane and Mark Wahlberg.
Excellent.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
I get to, you know, I had a lot of fun with that bear.
Yes. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and that comes out in June, so I'm really excited about that as well.
Oh, excellent. We all had fun seeing you on The Real. How were those girls?
Oh, they were amazing. It was like, it was like just walking into home. You know, and we had so much fun. And, you know, I love Lonnie and you know, Cameron and all of them. And they're crazy and they're so much fun. And
yes.
It was a ball. I hope to go back soon.
Oh, fantastic. Well, listen, Coco, it's been great speaking to you as usual. Take an inspiration from what you're doing. And as I say, of course, please go on straight to the top. Wishing you all the best.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. I appreciate you guys. And much love to all of my family over there. Oh. Miss you guys.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Coco, you take care.
You too. Thank you, darling.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Want to be fresh new. see a new me walking through the door. I'm saying goodbye, cause trading this old life for your life, cause it's more life. The best love I ever had my whole life. And see, I thought I had good life, stumbling in the dark looking for that light. Till you
Tasha Page Hart there. Thanking you so much for listening in, guys, and thanking you, or rather thanking the fantastic Coco Brown for sharing with me. I hope you've been inspired as I have been, and wishing you a great 2015. Happy holidays. See you next year.